You're within the realm, and I'm your host, Steve Garrett. As we're working on season 2 of Within the Realm, we've sent out from time to time these small summer postcards to keep you in the loop. We're anticipating a great season 2. We've got some great subjects to cover, but until then, we'll leave you with this encore episode about Abraham Lincoln campaigning in the state of Kansas. Abraham Lincoln. The name itself conjures up pictures of a rough childhood on the frontier, a self-made attorney, and one of the more popular presidents in the United States history. His position on the institution of slavery is well known, and his position on popular sovereignty was well laid out in the Lincoln and Douglas debates. But before he was president of the United States, he was a candidate for president of the United States, and it wasn't looking good. Although his speeches were popular amongst the Republicans, and his attacks upon slavery and popular sovereignty also found favor with that party, he was by no means a front-runner in the presidential race. That fell to more popular candidates back east, like William Seward and Salmon P. Chase and Simon Cameron. Despite his second-tier candidate status, Lincoln did mount a campaign. He began making speeches outside of Illinois, and making trips to places where he hoped to mine out delegates to the 1860 Republican Convention. One such trip took him to Kansas Territory in late November 1859. He took the Hannibal and St. Joseph line all the way to its western terminus in St. Joe. On November the 30th, he crossed the Missouri River by ferry and made his way to Elwood, Kansas. The Wyandotte Constitution for a proposed state of Kansas had passed just a few weeks before Abraham Lincoln made his trip to that territory. This constitution appeared to assure that the state would be a free state when admitted. Lincoln spent the rest of the day in Elwood, making a speech that night at the Great Western Hotel. The following day, Lincoln would make stops in Troy and Doniphan. December 2nd found Lincoln in Atchison, Kansas. That night he addressed a large crowd in the Methodist Church auditorium. There was no mention of the speech in the local paper, Freedom's Champion, because the editor of that paper was a staunch Seward man and felt no compunction to give any credit to the upstart presidential candidate. While Lincoln was in Atchison, news of John Brown's execution reached Kansas. Lincoln stated of Brown that he had, quote, shown great courage and rare unselfishness, end quote. But the presidential candidate believed that he had gone too far. Quote, old John Brown has just been executed for treason against the state. We cannot object. Even though he agreed with us to think slavery wrong, that cannot excuse violence, bloodshed, and treason. It could avail him nothing that he might think himself right. End quote. Many of the free state Kansans were very familiar with John Brown, or even knew him. Lincoln's middle-of-the-road approach to Brown didn't win him any friends. The Republicans in Kansas were much more impressed with William Seward's radical approach. The next morning, he was greeted in Leavenworth by a brass band. Speaking that evening, he reiterated his opposition to the policy of popular sovereignty because it was, quote, based on the idea that slavery was not wrong, end quote. He visited a distant relative, a Mrs. De La Haye, and on Tuesday he observed the election of the state officers for the proposed state of Kansas under the Wyandotte Constitution. On Wednesday of that week, he left the territory for St. Joe. Despite his trip to the territory, the delegation to the 1860 Republican Convention did not support Lincoln. But it turns out that Lincoln's election did help the state of Kansas. The Wyandotte Constitution was sent to Washington for congressional approval. It passed the House, but stalled in the Senate. It didn't become ratified until 1861, when the senators from the South left the Senate because of Lincoln's election. Later, when asked if he would advise moving west, he stated, quote, if I went west, I think I would go to Kansas, to Leavenworth or Atchison. Both of them are now, and will continue to be, fine growing places. end quote. Although he had failed to impress the Kansans, Kansas had made an impression upon him. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Within the Realm. Be sure to check out our website at withinpodcast.com and our Facebook page at Within the Realm. You can find Within the Realm on SoundCloud, Stitcher, and iTunes. Don't forget to recommend, like, and share. Our theme music is provided by 556 and a half. The transitional music was provided by Spring Eyes. Be on the lookout for new episodes in September as we start Season 2 of Within the Realm. We have a lot of great things planned for you, and we hope you enjoy it. And, as always, thanks for listening.